guys handle it?
Let me say a few words. One is I live in Ward 4. I'm on Kennedy Street. My church is in Ward 4 on North Capitol and Riggs Road, or Missouri and Riggs Road. And so I find myself in a place where not only is a proposed storm to be built here, but it's to be built on the other side of me where Riggs Road and South Dakota comes together. So you're talking about two
in a mile and a half
in one ward. It's absolutely insane. Now, one of the things that I want to say is that I've been at my church for 20 years. In 1993, bulldozers started clearing a lot across the street from the church. And I was interested in what was going on over there. And found out that the Exxon Corporation had bought the lot to put in a gas station to try to capitalize off of the volume of traffic that went up and down North Capitol Street and across Riggs in Missouri. We got in front, we stopped the bulldozer. Folks said to us, and I had preachers call me up to say stop because you know you can't beat that corporation. That land belongs to that corporation. You can't do anything about it. You need to simply pick up the phone, call them, and see what you can get out of the deal. I refused to call them to see what I could get out of the deal. The community had said that they wanted housing on that site. And so we continued that fight. That fight went on for 10 years. 10 years. Exxon couldn't build anything. We couldn't move on it. We had fought them at least to a standstill. 10 years later, we put up on that corner 69 units of subsidized senior housing occupied, that's functioning, that's keeping people in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, the issue is, and I raise that story, because you can fight the giant.
Yes, you can.
If you got the determination, if you don't blink, if you don't falter, we can make a difference. Yes, and the fact is, I got news for Walmart, that if they come, the battle ain't over there. The reality is,
right,
when we went up, if you remember this, Renee, against Tiger Market down there, we had told Tiger Market that we didn't have problem with the grocery store, but we had problems with another store coming into the community and getting a liquor license. We already had too many liquor stores. They signed an agreement with the community. They came in. Next thing we knew, they were down before the ABC board trying to get a liquor license. And guess what? Even though the ABC board's regulation said that they should not get a liquor license because you can't have, you can only have so many stores within a number of feet of other stores, and we had three already, and this would be the fourth, we knew we were going to win that. But let me tell you how business is done in Washington, D.C.
Make it plain.
The ABC board looked at us, said to me, "You're absolutely correct. It's in our regulations, but we're going to give them their license anyway because it's economic development."
Yeah.
They didn't understand that that afternoon we put a picket line on that store. We didn't take that picket line down for a year. Every day we were there harassing their customers, harassing their base. A year later, that store went bankrupt because we refused to blink. They refused to blink, but in fact, they paid the cost because they refused to blink.
Very much.
What I'm saying to us is that we don't need to feel powerless all the time because we're not powerless.
Yes,
people have brainwashed us to think that we're powerless.
Yes.
People have conditioned us to think that we're powerless. We are not powerless. In fact, we can not only change the city, but we can change the world if we believe in what we're doing, if we believe that the cause is just.
Right.
Now, Reverend Bell, Reverend Robinson, myself, we're part of an organization called Faith Strategies, which really tries to work to organize to bring justice into the local community from the faith perspective. And one of the things you'll see in our flyers, we have a theme, which is love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor means you're going to treat your neighbor justly. Exxon knows nothing about justice. nothing about justice. Folks need to stop hoping that they learn something about justice. If they haven't learned it this far along the line in the game, they ain't going to learn it. We forget when Trayvon Martin was killed in Florida. Walmart was one of those corporations that helped frame the Stand Your Ground legislation that took hold all across the country. The battle that the NAACP is lifting up right now around voter suppression was crafted and funded by the Walters. You know, the fact is what Exxon really wants in their urban strategy is to come into urban communities and have us pay for our own oppression.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Now, how does that sound? That's a wonderful paradigm if you're the oppressor. But that is a seriously damaging paradigm if we're the oppressed and we're paying for our own oppression. So the issue is, we're standing here for justice. We're standing here for the community. We're standing here because this is our neighborhood. We're standing here because we do believe in loving thy neighbor. And Exxon is not a part of that equation. They've proven that. Walmart, I keep saying Exxon.
Same difference.
I got Exxon in the mind, right?
Change, but this time it's Walmart.
Thank you. So Walmart.
I told you the tiger was a mobster.
Right? Israeli doesn't understand that equation. And one of the things we were talking about earlier with Reverend Bell was that the Waltons' worldview is so radically different than your worldview. Their worldview is of a plantation. Their worldview is that the world is their plantation. I was down in Bentonville, got on the plane coming back from Walmart, turned around and looked at who was getting on the plane. And you got to remember, this is a little airport down in Arkansas, built for Walmart. And you look around, and the whole world is getting on the plane. And you sit up there and say, well, where are all these folks from? They're from Indonesia. They're from India. They're from every place where somebody is able to run a sweatshop. Why do you think they can deliver goods so cheap? Because they operate in a sharecropper's mentality. They own the land. They own the means of distribution. And they make the world work as slaves to produce it. So we got to stand up for our own dignity and for our own respect and for our own neighbor. And so that's why I'm out here, and that's why I will continue to be out here. Now I'll be mellow and say a prayer. How's that?
Say a fiery prayer.
Yeah.
Let us pray together. Spirit that is right. Spirit that speaks to the core of our consciousness. We just ask that you give us the spirit and the determination to stand as long as we need to stand. That you give us the ability to stand one more day longer than Walmart is able to stand.
True. Yes.
That you allow our tongues always to be filled with truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
And with words of justice. Calling forth in a prophet's tone so that all the world may come to understand that justice is not for sale, that we will not sell out our neighbor, and that we will not sell out our brothers and sisters who labor in the world. That we are our brothers and sisters' keeper.
Amen.
And we are thankful that you are reminding us that we have a responsibility to each other and one another. And that it is not just a story about commerce or a story about revenue or a tax base in Washington, D.C. But it is really a story about whether neighborhoods and communities are going to be respected, and whether those who have labored and lived in our communities will be respected. Now we speak also towards the hearts of our politicians. And spirit of justice, spirit of holiness, that which is sacred, give somebody down there a backbone.
Yeah. Right.
Please. For we know that all it takes is one person to stand up with conviction and say, not one step further, not one more sellout, not one more concession, but that we aim to be respected as a people and as a city. We ask that you give us the ability to organize and to touch our neighbor. When our neighbor asks us, how are you doing today? We say, well, not too good. We're still struggling around Walmart. When somebody says, good morning, you say, I wish it was a good morning. We're still struggling around Walmart. We got to tell the story. We got to tell the story every place and everywhere and in every way. Give us that ability. Give us that power. Give us your anointing so that we can truly be your apostles of justice and of hope and of light. In all these things we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.